Halloween by Megan Flood. The pumpkin faces glow in the night as ghosts and witches run up and down the block. It's October 31st, so it's time for my family's 13th annual Halloween party. My friends arrive in costumes, ranging from silly to scary, bearing pillowcases for treats. I remember one year, my sister's friend dressed up as an eyeball and could hardly see, so he kept on running into things. We set out, my friends and I, running around the block, stopping at every house and yelling, "Trick or treat!" Every year, we stop by the house down the street where the only thing they give out are tennis balls. When our pillowcases are nearly full, we head back to my house. We pour out the candy and begin to sort it. As the sound of popcorn popping begins to float up to us, we begin the long process of trading our least favorite candies for ones we like. The room is chaos. There are candies flying from person to person, the rustle of wrappers being torn to pieces, popcorn being spilt and then grabbed by greedy fingers, and above it all, people shouting at and negotiating with other people. We all munch our popcorn and sip cider that warms our bellies, but above all, we try and eat as much candy as we can before we have to leave each other. We are all sad when we have to leave, but we are also excited to see what people will dress up as next year.